being friends, working through differences.
And being in for the long haul, like knowing that there's going to be ups and downs and assuming that we're going to get through it.
Following the sunnah, that's the key to life.
Try to please Allah, doing the right thing, pleasing Allah. It'll help you to please your spouse.
Never be too serious.
Joke around. It's fun to make each other laugh. Sometimes you get on each other's nerves. Just be patient with it and have fun.
Giving your spouse the benefit of the doubt when it comes to like everything.
You have to pick your battles. I feel like unfortunately our society kind of tells us everything is justification for splitting up.
Shaitan always tries to find a way to like sneak his way into your marriage by giving your spouse the benefit of the doubt. Just having patience, it kind of like closes him off.
Don't get too many people involved in your marriage unless absolutely necessary, and only the people who are fit to do so.
Communication,
therapy.
Yeah, therapy.
Do things together. Even if you don't do the same thing, at least support the other one.
And know that you're on the same team. You're always on the same team.
Trust and communication.
Sabr.
So you're going to have ups and downs in every relationship. But I think if you put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and our deen first, there's answers in that. And there's always a way to solve your problems.
You need to realize that marriage is a whole new chapter. You will not stay your whole life in the first chapter. You have to detach yourself and start a new chapter.
Don't be afraid of responsibility. It's not as big of a deal as people actually think. I encourage everyone to get married. Your life is going to be so happy, you know.
Great answers. I loved it. Aww.